Alltag in der IT-Zentrale.
PCs mit KI können die User-Produktivität steigern und Cyberangriffe schon im Vorfeld erkennen.
Tada! KI rettet Firmen-PCs.
Jetzt mit Leistungsboostern.
KI für Firmen-PCs mit Intel Core Ultra-Prozessoren und Intel vPro. Ergebnisse können variieren. Mehr auf intel.de/itheroes.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to finish my Mike Pence story here in just a second. Chris brought up fresh baked buns. In case you missed it, I gave out my burger recipe like an hour ago or something like that. I'm sorry, Chris. I had other stuff. I forgot to say anything. Anyway, Chris brought up fresh baked buns. Chris, I'm not Martha Stewart, okay? I'm not going home to bake my own buns. That is a good point. What else is the point of getting married? I'll have the wife do it. Of course. That's brilliant, Chris. Chris does this, though. Chris is one of those do-it-yourself guys. He's probably rebuilding an engine as we speak. Remember, Chris, he's so cheap that to make a menorah, which is sacred to you people, right, Chris? He found scrap wood in the ditch and made his own menorah. Did I have that right, Chris? Oh, yeah, he's just starting out woodworking. That was his excuse for this. He made bagels, which I know is a big surprise, but he made bagels. They were good bagels, actually. They were. Well, I would hope they're good. It's who you are. My goodness. Anyway, back to the Mike Pence story. So I get this endorsement from Pence. I can't catch you up if you're just now joining us. Just know I'm telling a story about who Mike Pence really is, running for Congress. No one thought I had a chance. I meet Mike Pence. He offers me his endorsement. And, okay, it's a big moment for our campaign. And then, as I've told you before, eventually the race, because this was the Tea Party year, started to look more and more winnable. Oh, wow, we got a chance at this thing here. But then the establishment, because I was not obedient, they decided to take their boy, throw him in the race, raise him a bunch of money. Well, everyone thought, all the establishment types thought he was going to blow my doors off. Because after all, he's a state senator running against this nobody no one's ever heard. Of course he's going to win. Well, people like to be on the winning team. So we get a phone call one day from Mike Pence's people saying, hey, why does Jesse have Mike Pence endorsement on his website? Mike Pence never endorsed Jesse. And my people who were there wrote back immediately and said, yes, he did. I was there. We have a picture of them together. And they responded and said, no, he's never even met Jesse. Take the endorsement off the website. My guys write back, because I have fighters. My guys write back and said, no, I'm not taking it off the website. That's what happened. This continued on back and forth. Finally, Mike Pence's people threatened to go to the local paper and claim he never met me if I didn't withdraw the Mike Pence endorsement from the website. You see, the second a very popular state senator got in and he was going to win instead of me, Mike Pence couldn't get out of that fighting hole and run the other way fast enough. And then, of course, I blew his boy's doors off in that primary and went back and met Mike Pence. Got word Mike Pence found out I was back in town. We were back there raising money for the general election. Calls me in there, him and his hatchet man. And Mike Pence apologized. I'm sorry. Hey, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I screwed up. Okay. All right. So he did apologize. But I know who you are now. Who you are when the chips are down is who you are. And he's Mike Pence, super powerful Republican. What would it have cost him to not have... Let's say I did lose to the establishment guy. Would that have been a big loss to Pence? What difference would that make? He could have just came out and said, oh, I met the other guy, I liked him. Anyway, I'll back the other establishment guy in the general election. Now, it would have cost him nothing to simply remain what he'd said. Instead, it was dirty and vindictive, and that's why I've always rolled my eyes at that, well, just a nice guy routine. Barf. Give me a break. And that's why I really roll my eyes every time I hear someone talk about Trump as if he's some unprincipled barbarian and Mike Pence is this saintly statesman. Oh, I've seen the saintly statesman routine. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it for exactly what it is. All right. There. That's my Pence story. Now, Joe Biden got up today and had this to say.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. They benefit big corporations, not consumers.
Airline fees hit people of color more than white people? Is there some kind of a black tax I'm not aware of? I mean, I have to buy plane tickets all the time. I just had to buy another one to Nashville. I don't remember having to check a box for, hey, are you white or are you black? Because if you're black, you're going to have to pony up the dough, pal. Now, we all know what this is. I've warned you about this before, that when you don't have anything, there's nothing for them to run on now. Everything is crappy and they're facing a severe loss in the midterms, that all you can do is try to supercharge your base to try to get better turnout and mitigate the losses. They're not trying, they want to win, so it's not fair for me to say they're not trying to win, but they're not that stupid. They don't think they're going to win in the midterms. They know they're going to lose in the midterms, but there's losing, and then there's getting crucified in the midterms. If they get wiped out, I heard something today. Whew, I heard today that there's a chance Republicans have 53 or 54 Senate seats. If that's the case, Joe Biden doesn't get another judge confirmed. If that's the case, Joe Biden might as well go back to Delaware and stay there for 2 years because you're not getting anything through. You're not getting any appointments through. They're going to be dragging you through a new hearing or your son through a new hearing every other day. If that's the case, you are in very, very, very deep trouble. Now, they're going to try to avoid that. They don't think they can win back the House. They're going to try to avoid that. So every single person they consider to be part of their base, that's who they're going to try to super serve now. I've been warning about this for a while. They're going to do thing after thing after thing after thing after thing that looks crazy to you. It's going to look like they're doubling down on the crazy. It's because their base is crazy, and that's what they do. Now, let's talk about one other thing, because I'm 6'8". This is well known. I'm absurdly tall. I'm 6'8", so I need to get something off my chest. Let's play this one more time.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. They benefit big corporations, not consumers.
Okay, let's set all the race idiocy aside for just a moment. When flying, if you fly Southwest Airlines in particular, which that's always been my go-to airline, Southwest, because it was always cheaper. If you fly Southwest Airlines and you get on the plane early and you are not a very tall human being, could you do me a favor and avoid the exit row seats? Now, I understand if you're a shrimp, you wouldn't understand what it's like to feel the hatred I'm pouring on you when I, 6 foot eight guy, start to make my way back to the exit row seat and I see a munchkin sitting there lounging whose feet barely touch the ground. Go to the munchkin seats and leave the tall people seats for us tall people. Or, look, if you're a dude and you're like 5'8", crawl in the overhead compartment because you fit up there. I, however, do not fit anywhere else. Did I ever tell you about the time my knee was destroyed on a Southwest flight and then the stewardess didn't care? Did I ever tell you that story, Chris? Oh, gosh, I can't believe I've never told you that story. Sorry, we're going to go off the rails here again for a second. Real quick second. You know, we're a construction family, right? And about the time I joined the Marines, my folks started their own construction company. And they had moved it to Arizona by the time I got out of the Marines. But we did construction work anywhere. You do construction work wherever there's work. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California. We did a bunch of work in California. That's why I spent so much time out there. My dad got I think it was a sewer project, if I remember right. Sewer project through Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines is the one in San Diego, I believe. Torrey Pines. I think it's Torrey Pines. If I got that wrong, I'm sure everyone in San Diego is going to chew me out. But Torrey Pines. We do this project out there. Part of the project out there, though, is putting a sewer line through the course, and you have to bore under the course so you don't tear up the course. But we did a really good job and ended up with a really great working relationship with the Torrey Pines people. And they gave us a round of golf, right? I'm never going to play golf at Torrey Pines, but it's a storied course. And like, hey, we'll get you a tee time. Come do a round of golf. We're in Bozeman, Montana at the time. We fly to Torrey Pines, play a round of golf, not staying in San Diego. We're flying back home. So we get back on our Southwest Airlines flight. And you know how I just told you I was 6'8"? Well, it came back to haunt me pretty badly. And so did that whole exit row thing. I'll explain in just a moment. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and most definitely a post-truth America.
You know, infants as young as 6 months old have been known to contract this. So you know, it's hard to keep kids safe. You know, think about the fact that before a year ago, a lot of kids were wearing masks in a daycare center or in schools, and that did give them some level of protection. We're not mandating this, but we're saying parents, you know, you got other kids, you got kids in school, preschool, and you got a baby at home. You really might just want to take these extra precautions. And by now, kids are more socialized to the idea of wearing a mask. It's not as strange to them. It's not as like, what is this all about? There's really cute masks out there. I've seen a lot of that.
Stop abusing your kids and putting masks on their face and don't listen to that inhuman psychopath. All right, back to my story real quick. So I get on this Southwest flight heading home and I try to get into the exit row seat. But of course, as always, it is occupied by people who are under 6 feet tall. Just wanted a little extra space. So instead, I sit right behind the guy in the exit row because it was the only aisle seat available. Now, the exit row seats do not recline. They don't recline. The gentleman in front of me didn't realize that. Now, I need to explain something about being 6 foot eight, because I realize there's virtually zero chance you've experienced this yourself. When you sit in a regular airplane seat, your knees are buried in the seat in front of you. There is no wiggle room. I have to try to move around and try to find angles so I can even fit them there. They're buried in there. If you're sitting in front of me, reclining your seat is not an option for you. It's not. It's just not. It won't recline anyway. But this particular gentleman did not know that the exit row seat didn't recline. He's sitting in front of me. My knees are buried into the seat behind him, and I can see him pushing hard on the seat and finally, boom! boom, his seat, the back of it breaks. It breaks backwards and smashes the metal part of the tray that comes down, smashes into my right kneecap. And I am in so much pain. I'm almost seeing stars. It's that, but I am in that kind of pain. I think my knee is broken. It's brutal. But that's not the best part. The best part is the stewardess comes running back asking him if he's okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. The seats. And it's not like I'm a mile away. I'm 6 inches from her with my leg extended, clutching my knee in pain. And she doesn't even glance at me. Oh, are you okay, sir? That's what she's asking him. Oh, okay. We'll get it. We'll get something figured out. I'm so sorry this happened to you, sir. And I get totally ignored. All right. Let's get to some emails like I promised. Oh, I want to hit this real quick first. Daryl Brooks, that piece of trash, racist, black nationalist who got in his SUV and mowed down a bunch of people in the Waukesha parade, a Christmas parade. He was convicted today, guilty on all counts, 76 counts, including 6 counts of first-degree murder. He is getting life in prison many times over. Life without parole was his sentence for all 6 counts of the murder, so Daryl Brooks will never see the light of day again. I just want to once again remind you, the American media, it's worse than the enemy of the people. The American media, they've killed, I don't know how many Americans with their activism. They have. They've killed a lot of them. A lot of Americans. The American media is responsible for this. They are. I watched the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. You know, Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed 2 people, Antifa guys, but they were both white. And I watched the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and I watched Kyle Rittenhouse get acquitted, which of course he would get acquitted because it was clearly self-defense to anybody who had a set of eyeballs. And then I watched the American media. I watched people like Tiffany Cross on MSNBC go on their show every night in the wake of that verdict and talk about how it's white supremacy and he's a white supremacist and white people this and white people that and white and kill whitey and white. And I watched it happen over and over and over and over and over again. And soon, all those words from our media, they all fell on the ears of a violent, mentally unstable black nationalist who hated white people anyway. A guy who had already hit someone else intentionally with his car, and he decided he was going to go teach Whitey a lesson that night. You ever see the picture of that Sparks boy who got killed? I wouldn't look it up if I were you, because it'll break your heart. He killed dancing grannies. He killed 8-year-old boys. That's the media. That's the American media. They're responsible for that crap. It freaking steams me. By the way, one more note about the FBI special agent Steve Friend we interviewed yesterday. Just want to give a shout out to MyPillow. You know, Steve Friend brought up MyPillow. He's like, I got to get a MyPillow to sleep at night. I know you love those MyPillow. They're just always so wonderful to good people. I just love that company. They're always out there doing good. It's not just the best pillows you ever have, which they are. It's not just, oh my gosh, the Giza Dream Sheets. They're so good. It's not just that. It's not just 60-day money-back guarantees and things like that. They're always doing good, taking their money, taking their time and doing good. And I just want to thank MyPillow for it. And yes, they do have a 60% off sale right now on Giza Dream Sheets, 60. Go get a couple sets. You have to go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. That gets you these things for 60% off. Get 2 sets because as soon as you throw one in the wash, you're going to want to put a fresh set on. Trust me, you're going to want a rotating set. You can get them as low as $39.99 right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. How about that? MyPillow. Anyway, John Fetterman.
Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat. I'm also having to talk about something called the Oz rule, that if he's on TV, he's lying. He did that during his career on his TV show. He's done that during his campaign about lying about our record here. And he's also lying probably during this debate. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room.
Fetterman is the elephant in the room. Anyway, email time. Hang on.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waken Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waken Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, I'm going to hold off on the trans kids stuff for a few. Let's turn through some emails here. It's time. I'm a man of the people, Chris. All right, I'm a man of the people. If you don't like that, well, you just don't understand.
You know, freedom is not free.
Dear Jesse, buenas tardes. Buenas tardes to you, buddy. I recently became aware that the Republican candidate for governor in Michigan is a dime. are you going to expand your hottest women in Congress contest to include gubernatorial candidates? One, her name is Tudor Dixon. I know Tudor personally. She is a wonderful human being, and I really hope she does. I really hope she does win in Michigan. And yes, Tudor is definitely a dime. There's no question about that. And I've thought about that because people email about our hottest women of Congress list that we have to create again next year after the midterm elections. Here's my concern. And look, this stuff keeps me up at night, right? This stuff keeps me up at night. The incoming crop of GOP women is, it looks like a modeling convention. It seriously does. Chris, have you seen like the pictures? The Latina group of, you could just go Latina only and they have a great top 10. So the list is already, look, it's going to be a war out there. It's a bloodbath. All right. And you know how chicks get when they get in stuff like this. We're going to have congressmen calling us. How could you put me number five? That kind of a thing. If we start throwing in governors, Carrie Lake's got to be on that list. Any chick who can pull off short hair like that, Carrie Lake's on that list. Tudor Dixon's on that list. I don't know what happened to the GOP. Politics is supposed to be for ugly people. What, Chris? We're making a gubernatorial list? Well, then we just got to make one big list. All right? That's all there is to it. It's one big list. We'll once again get the winner a Red Lobster gift card and a certificate of her lofty achievement. So I don't want to water down the list. All right? I don't want to water down the list. Jesse. I've not followed the Pennsylvania Senate race closely, but I've only heard and seen clips of Frankenstein, Frankenstein not being able to talk. I also know Oz is a low-T GOP, but what are the odds he governs conservatively like Trump ended up doing? I take the under. What about you? Look, primary season's over. It's Oz has got to be the guy, right? Pennsylvanians deserve better than what they've had. Dr. Oz is going to suck. All right, that's just the way it's going to be. You won't suck near as bad as Fetterman, but here's what I mean when I say suck. He will be a reliable phone call for Mitch McConnell. That's what I mean. I think overall his voting record will be okay, but whenever there's some crucial thing that divides the Republican Party and the hardcore people on the right like you and me, we're screaming, we're calling our representatives, don't you dare, I'll primary you. Mitch McConnell needs reliable people he can call. What, Chris? It's funny you brought that up. Chris said, so he's going to suck on gun rights. That's actually a great example. Do you remember the horrible Uvalde school shooting? And in the wake of the Uvalde school shooting, immediately the communists, as they always do, they stood on the dead bodies of children and tried to get gun control passed because the communists want you disarmed so they can hurt you. That's why they do it every single time. They don't care about dead people or kids. They kill people all the time. They want to disarm you so they can hurt you. So they stood on the dead bodies. Do you remember what happened? Mitch McConnell immediately went up to the microphone and surrendered the narrative to the communists and said, I've directed John Cornyn, our loser senator here from Texas, I've directed John Cornyn to work with the Democrats on creating legislation. But it wasn't just Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. What were there? 15 Republicans, I think the final number was. I believe the final number was 15 senators that he needed in order to get that bill passed. That'll be Dr. Oz. Overall, he's going to vote okay because he's going to be a Republican. But when Mitch McConnell needs a gun control bill or something like that passed, and the people who actually believe in something say no, Dr. Oz will say yes. That's all there is to it. Now you still got to vote Oz, but we're not gonna powder people's butts and tell them everything's okay when it's not. You're never going to get that on this show. I'm not. Go vote for Oz. I want you to vote for Oz, but don't think you're getting some card carrying anti-communist warrior out there. When McConnell needs a favor, Oz will be there to do it for him. Dear Jesse, I doubt you would make a very good wheelman due to the fact you need a very precise control over the pedals in your car. Your Ronald McDonald feet, that's not nice. Your Ronald McDonald feet would make that impossible and likely for you to have an accident. Hope you stick with your day job. The country needs you here. Besides, your symmetrically sculpted face is perfectly made for radio. Thank you. Anyway, thank you for all you do, he says. That's not true. And by the way, my feet aren't even that big. They're 14s. That's not that big. All right. Shut up, Chris. It's not that big. Dear Dr. Oracle, call me crazy, but I think the stroke helps Fetterman. Yes, he can't talk, and the debate was a disaster, but I think he has a better chance playing the disabled card than the, quote, I'm middle-aged, living off my parents, flipped on fracking, and chased down a random black guy with a gun card. I hope he loses. And the guy says, Oz sucks too, by the way. But I still think he has a better shot today than if he would if he was running on his record. That's not that stupid. That's not that stupid of a theory. Because look, what's the talk today? It's all anyone can talk about. What is the talk all day long today? The talk is stuff like this.
You're saying tonight that you support fracking, that you've always supported fracking, but there is that 2018 interview that you said, quote, I don't support fracking at all. So how do you square the two?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I do support.
Yeah, so that's all anyone can talk about today is the fact that he can't talk. That probably, now it's not good. Don't get me wrong, that's not good for Fetterman. It's bad for Fetterman. But it's probably better than the talk of him being a gigantic liar who's way too left for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's a purple state. Fetterman's way too left for a state like that. It ain't California. Dear Shogun, what would Chris's job be in the diamond heist game? I picture him being the nerdy guy wanting to buy a diamond before the heist. Please tell me not the driver. Okay, no, Chris would not be the driver. I'm sure you're a fine driver, Chris. But I already have your gig figured out. If we're going to go steal diamonds as a diamond heist crew, we have to. No, listen to me. We're going to have to sell them. We can't do anything with the diamonds afterwards. So we need. Look, I've watched enough movies to know what we call it, too. We need a fence. We need a. Is it a fencer or is it just a fence? I think it's a fence. We need a fence, Chris. So. Do you think I know people in the jewelry business who might be a fence for us? Do you think Michael knows people in the jewelry? I don't think Christian Michael knows people in the jewelry business. You, however, probably have tons of friends and family. You do have some. I knew it. I told you he did. Of course he did. No, you're going to be the guy like in the movies that sits back. We'll bring you the diamonds and they can, you can hold that little thing up to their eye. They always hold the thing up to one eye. You even know what it's called? You own one? Of course you do. Wait, it's called a lube? Loop. Okay. Loop. It's called a loop. All right. Well, yes. So bring your loop, Chris, and we'll bring you the diamonds and you can do the little loop thing where you look at them and then call your uncle or whoever it is and tell them we need somebody to buy the diamonds from us. Gosh, Chris, you know what we're going to do with one of the diamonds? This is what we're going to do because we don't want to be bad diamond heist people. All right. We don't want to hurt anybody. We want to help people. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the biggest diamond we have and we're going to sell that one off. And we're going to give all the money to Preborn. No, hear me out. Hear me out. Look, we're already going to be thieves, which is bad. So God's going to be quite angry with us. Quite angry with us. We're going to need to do something to get back in his good graces. So we're going to sell one of these diamonds. Because it only takes $28 to buy a scared young woman an ultrasound. $28 lets that scared young mother hear the heartbeat of her baby. When women hear that heartbeat, they choose life. Preborn, they stop these women. They help them. They offer them free ultrasounds. It costs $28 for that ultrasound. Your $28 allows Preborn to give them that ultrasound, to give that woman the ultrasound for nothing. They tell her, hey, before you go through with it, come have an ultrasound. No charge to you. When she hears it, she will choose life. $28 saves a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. I don't think they take diamonds on there, by the way, but preborn.com/Jesse. Give $28 today. $140 saves five lives. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby. Save a life tonight. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Yeah. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're going to be back tomorrow having more fun. In the meantime, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This one says, Jesse, I'm a 75-year-old NAM vet and always look forward to your radio program, which is always spot on with the issues and a breath of fresh air, never boring. There are many good right-wing talk show hosts currently, and in my view, you're the best one to come along since we lost Rush Limbaugh, who was never tiresome. Keep on keeping on. All the best to you and yours now and in the future. Our nation needs folks like you to tell it like it is unflinchingly. I don't know what it is. There's something about Vietnam veterans listening to my show that makes me feel like a million freaking bucks, man. I love Vietnam vets. Gosh, they're the best guys. Dear Handsome Oracle, I'm a world-class napper. I can sit in a recliner on the weekend and set my mental alarm clock for, say, 20 minutes and nap for exactly 20 minutes. I have that same superpower, by the way. I usually like to have something on TV as napping background noise. My go-to napping noise used to be a golf tournament, but lately I've discovered that your melodious voice knocks me out much faster than golf. However, I do have a beef with you. The other day you played the obnoxious Howard Dean soundbite while I was napping, and I jumped awake before the 20 minutes were up. Chris had it off. Chris had it off. Turn it back on, Chris. Is it on there? There. He said, that wasn't very nice. I'm waiting on an apology. You know, that is something I have trained. Look, even when you're a top five napper in the world, the work never stops, right? You always have to get better and better and better, always trying to be number one. So it's not just that I'm a great napper. I, too, can wake myself up. I can wake myself up. I can basically set an alarm in my head like a superhero and wake myself up. It's incredible. Jesse, my dad was a great salesman. He passed on lots of advice in communicating. Smile while talking on the phone. People can hear your smile. Jesse, I love to hear your smile. I started listening to Rush when I was in my early 20s, started my own excavation business, and recall pulling up to a bid and not turning the key all the way off when I got out as to not disrespect Rush while he was speaking. I know that sounds crazy, but I find myself doing that with you now. Thank you, brother. His name is Corey. Well, I am no Rush Limbaugh, my friend, but that is an honor. That's freaking cool. That is cool. That is very cool. Dr. Jesse, you talked about the establishment GOP being clueless about the reason Trump got elected. In 2016, I saw a guy with a shirt summed it up perfectly. Trump 16, finally someone with balls. Look, that's a big part of it, man. We're done picking polite people. The polite time is over. All right, I want you to do something for me. I want you to look at your cell phone for me. And I want you to tell yourself, don't tell me, you don't have to tell on yourself. Tell yourself, I funded communism with this phone, or I funded a company that loves this country with this phone. Because if you have Verizon, you pay communists every single month to dump on your country. If you have T-Mobile, if you have AT&T, you pay someone every month to then take your money and churn out advertisement after advertisement after advertisement that would make you puke if you saw them all. Go try to find one of those for Pure Talk. Seriously, I want you to. I want you to go try to find the terrible advertisement for Pure Talk. You can't, because they love you. They love the country. Their values are your values. Their CEO is a veteran, speaking of veterans. Their customer service, they hire Americans who speak English. You know what it's like to be able to speak English to someone in customer service? From your cell phone, dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. All right, one last word on diesel fuel before we get to headlines. I know I told you some dark things earlier in the show, and I was nervous about it. I didn't realize our leaders are on it.
Today, 95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel, which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn.
Oh my gosh, we're in so much trouble.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
NHS, kids who identify as transgender are likely going through a phase. Oh, really? I thought it was totally accidental that there were no transgender people like 15 minutes ago, and now a new kid decides he wants to cut his penis off every 15 minutes. It's almost like we have a deranged bunch of lunatics in the medical field in this country and deranged parents who are actually out to mutilate their children as some sort of virtue signal. Kids who play video games score higher on brain function tests. I have mixed emotions on video games. I've always believed they should simply be controlled. We allow our kids to play video games. We put strict time limits on it. They don't get to go do it whenever they want. They don't get to do it on the weeknights. But you want to veg out on the weekend once the work is done? Go ahead. It's a lot better than watching TV. At least you're thinking. Plus, half these games these kids play, they try to get me to play with them. I don't know what's going on. They clearly are working their mind. The floodgates just opened for a red tsunami analysis finds. Yes, just a quick reminder, either Democrats lose 40 seats, 4-0, or I have to shave in a mustache. 40 seats in the House, or it's mustache time. I'll tell you, I almost don't want them to because I think I'm going to look dashing with a mustache, Chris. Basically like Tom Selleck in Miami Vice. CNN's Chris Licht, I don't know how to say his name, the new guy who's running CNN, he just sent out this message to the staff. There's widespread concern over the global economic outlook, and we must factor that risk into our long-term planning. All this together will mean noticeable change to this organization. These changes will not be easy. Boy, couldn't happen to a better group of people. Fact check. Ted Cruz told The View Antifa burnt U.S. cities for a year. Newsweek chose to fact check something you watched happen in real time on television. That's just how broken our media is. Justice Alito says leaked draft opinion overruling Roe versus Wade made majority targets for assassination. Well, yes, well, that's why they did it. Remember, we don't have, well, these American liberals, they're communists. Stop with that. Stop using nice terms for them when they're calling you a Nazi every day. They're communists. They want to hurt you. They believe you should either shut up, change your mind about what you believe, or they believe it's completely acceptable for them to hurt you. Why do you think they've spent 6 years assaulting and murdering Trump supporters? You don't have to go far to find someone who believes in the end, look, either you should change your mind or you should be beaten up or killed. That's how they operate. That's what it is. Harvard Student Association funds pro-affirmative action protest at the Supreme Court. Again, a society can have psychopaths and liars. Every society has psychopaths and liars. That our psychopaths and liars now occupy all the seats of power in our society means we have a lot to overcome. That's Harvard. Yeah, it's bad. They're organizing a protest. You know what's worse? All those kids are going to be running Fortune 500 companies. They're going to be lawyers, judges. They're going to be senators. Those kids are the future leaders of America. Yikes. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Alltag in der IT-Zentrale.
PCs mit KI können die User-Produktivität steigern und Cyberangriffe schon im Vorfeld erkennen.
Tada! KI rettet Firmen-PCs.
Jetzt mit Leistungsboostern.
KI für Firmen-PCs mit Intel Core Ultra-Prozessoren und Intel vPro. Ergebnisse können variieren. Mehr auf intel.de/itheroes.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.